Hey, everybody, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarin. Of course, I'm joined by the Mario to my Luigi, Mr. Rich Stamboli.
It's me, Rich. What's up, man?
That is racist.
No.
That's the worst Irish accent I've ever heard in my life.
Imagine if we get canceled for doing like a Mario and Luigi impression.
You know what? At the end of the day, if I were to, I'd be okay with that. If that's what it comes down to, okay, cool, whatever.
All right.
That's what I got canceled for. Guys, I've said way worse, trust me. Guys, this show is all about professional wrestling. We like to have fun here. Thursdays, 10 a.m. East. We do it bright and early before I start my trip to hell on earth, known as Manhattan.
Oh, boy.
Every single day. We talk about all things professional wrestling. If you enjoy the show, you could fund us on Patreon, patreon.com/mattmenpodcast. We have nice little bonuses that go up there. Rich and MG Geek are running the show over there. Also, if you're watching live on our YouTube channel, youtube.com/mattmenpodcast, hit the super chat button. You can fund us as little as whatever you want, $1, $2, $10, $20, whatever you want to fund us. You go ahead and fund us. And of course, you can watch us on the F4W videos Twitch stream, twitch.tv/F4W video. You could head on over there and watch there. There's a bunch of people in that chat room. We got a bunch of people in the YouTube chat room. And we have a ton of wrestling to talk about. Hey, I want a big thank you to everybody last week. The kind words were fantastic. I don't know if you guys heard. I'm running the Sunday episode, Sunday edition of Wrestling Observer Live. It was a really fun show. We did an hour because I had to get my bearings in order. I had to figure out how this works. But next week, this Sunday, we're doing 2 hours. You can watch on Twitch. And of course, you can listen on Sports Byline anywhere the show's available. But it was a lot of fun. The feedback was fantastic. Garrett in studio was great. Rich in studio, I told him. Very grateful to have him here. It was a lot of fun, and I'll be back every Sunday, so that's going to be a lot of fun. Different guests, different everything, so awesome. We'll go there. A lot to talk about. Last week, we did not get to do a show. We did an interview with R-Truth in the morning, which was great.
That's
fantastic
fun.
Dude. Ron Killing's fantastic guy. We spoke to him, and I had to get out of here, so we didn't really get a chance to do a show, but Friday was the big story last week.
Yes.
A lot of cuts, Rich.
My God. So, 18 people got cut, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And do you want to quickly run down this list?
Go ahead. Yeah.
Nia Jax, Eva Marie, Mia Yim, Harry Smith, Keith Lee, Karrion Kross, Lindsay Dorado, Grand Metalik, Jeet Rama, Katrina Cortez, Trey Baxter, Zeta Ramir, Jesse Camilla, B-Fab, Oney Lorcan, Ember Moon, Frankie Monet, and Scarlett Bordeaux. A lot of names on this list are mind-boggling to me that they let go. But that's the preface for my next statement.
Why?
Why? That WWE doesn't give a poop about wrestling.
Well,
like wrestling.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah. Well, we're going to go into that. Tim Anger, yeah. $20, the best wrestling show out there. Keep up the work.
Thanks,
Keep
Tim.
It up, John. Tim is a great, great longtime viewer.
He wants you to eat your shirt.
I know he wants me to eat my shirt. And you know what? WrestleMania weekend, you know what? I will figure out a way. I will eat a piece of my shirt for him. Little tiny nibble.
Do you want me to like stir fry it
with
some garlic?
Yeah, please. I gotta eat my shirt. I promise I'm gonna eat my shirt if I was wrong.
So good.
So it's funny because the releases happen. Obviously, I had heard early that morning, right? Mm-hmm. That there were gonna be releases. And I asked, you know, where they come from, what is it? They said, oh, it's gonna be some NXT and corporate.
Yeah.
We did see the corporate releases. We saw it on Thursday, and we saw some on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
It's less of, on the corporate side, and we'll go into the talent. The corporate side is restructuring.
Yeah.
And essentially, the entire issue is that there's two marketing divisions in WWE. One is considered the branding division. One is called marketing. This was a thing that many companies did 2016 on, 2014 on, mm-hmm. where they decided that their marketing team has to be different than their branding team.
Right.
It's the same job. Let me just say that. As someone that has been 20 years in marketing and branding and sales and forecasting of your results via social, all that nonsense, yeah. right? It's the same job, same division. It's all marketing.
Is it a real left twix, right twix situation?
It's exactly that.
Okay.
You know what? It is exactly that. Mm-hmm. Listen, the branding is more on the visual side. I get it.
Yeah.
It's a softer touch. Marketing, you know, does deep dives into analytics. Maybe branding doesn't really do that as much. It depends on the company. I've been with companies that have done both. Like we had a branding and marketing. Right now we call it, you know, like a remarketing division and a marketing division because they're two different things. That doesn't concern me. A lot of people are talking about, you know, this is a great indicator of a possible sale. I think it's a great indicator of combining, cutting the fat, getting a little bit leaner, going into 2022 and 2023 mm-hmm. without really knowing what's happening.
Right.
You know, we're seeing economic change. We're seeing a lot of stuff change. People's patterns are changing. And you're going to want to cut where you can if you have redundancy. Mm-hmm. There's no issue with that on the corporate side. Now the talent side yeah. is a whole different story. Some of these names you look at and you say, you know what? Actually, let me pull back from there. Mm-hmm. I got a call on Friday night. Mm-hmm. Okay. I got a call pretty much saying, hey, you want to know what I heard? And I could tell you that 4 to 6 of these were vaccination status releases.
Mm-hmm.
4 were specifically vaccination status.
Mm-hmm.
2 were maybe on the borderline of getting released, maybe not getting released. And this was maybe a push.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them were by choice. They decided they wanted to leave. You kind of guess which ones are there that wanted to leave.
Right.
You know,
right.
And by the way, I'm not gonna name names for anybody. There was one name that went out. It was Nia Jackson. New York Post posted that.
Yes,
they confirmed that, and they're the ones that released that name. I could tell you that she was one of the names that I was told, but I'm not gonna release anybody else's name. It's none of my business. I feel like it's nobody's business but yours. Whatever decision you want to make.
Exactly.
Listen, forget about my stance on this. To take my stance out,
mm-hmm.
I don't want to talk about it.
Right.
That's how I feel.
I mean, we shouldn't talk about it. It's a wrestling show.
Some of them, you know, like Eva Marie was filming a movie. Harry Smith
mm-hmm.
never showed up on TV.
Yeah, it's, you know.
Mia Yim, you know, I don't know if that's a Keith Lee situation. I know that Keith Lee made a statement here.
Mm-hmm.
I was shocked to hear that he paid for all of his medical himself.
Yeah, dude.
Right? Well, isn't that interesting? Because normally you would imagine that, you know, maybe it's a work-related thing.
Yeah. But listen, the guy paid all his medical bills.
He paid, yeah. So, you know, that's a whole thing. Karrion Kross and Scarlett are fascinating. We never got Scarlett on the main roster. They never brought her up with him. He was getting ready for a total repackage again. They were tweaking his character once more.
Yeah.
Lindsay Dorado, Gran Metalik. I would say that maybe they wanted to go. I don't know. I'm just interested
yeah.
in that. Jeet Rama, I don't know why. And then some of them weren't working. Here are the two that shocked me, right? B-Fab really surprised me.
Yes.
And there was a report that came out. Let me read this here. All right. And I'm just gonna see what this said here. Okay. So I don't know why she got released. Right. There was a report that came out as to, like, you know, what the deal was and why she was released. And I don't know. I haven't been able to confirm anything, but I find it very bizarre for a company to sign somebody,
mm-hmm.
bring them up to the main roster, make a big announcement and cut out the female in the group. And there's some speculation that,
yeah.
you know, some of it had to do with the fact that they don't really have stables on the main roster with men and women combined.
Right.
Right. So maybe that was a reason. That was a reason that was put out there. But then why wouldn't you use her as a singles? You just brought her. You didn't even give her an opportunity. Unless there's something more behind it that we don't know.
Right. Right. And I think, you know, like that the Frankie Monet thing, I think, is like bizarre, too, just because of how much they invested into her. They gave her the vignettes. They gave her a lot of promo time. She's married to John Morrison. And then
she's another one they didn't really do much with.
Yeah, yeah. Very fascinating. I mean, like...
The story was her age.
Okay.
But, I mean, she's 37, 38. I mean, in what universe is that considered older? You know what I mean? When your entire roster of men, your top wrestlers are all in their late to mid-30s
and it's
and 40s.
It's a different 30s and 40s now.
It's a very different 30s and 40s for everybody. So, I know that, listen, for NXT, did she make sense? No, but you could have brought her for the main roster and do something. She's a great hand to have.
Absolutely. You know what's fascinating about this too is that there was that conference call a month ago where Vince said that oddball statement of maybe we'll give AEW some more talent very soon. You know?
Yeah.
And I understand when they were scooping up the indies, you know, to make like their cool version of like Ring of Honor or beyond with NXT. And now this is like, I think all those signings almost biting them in the butt.
It was a retaliatory move.
Yeah.
You know, when, you know, from the first time they did this, it was against Ring of Honor, right? Because they stacked up, they totally stacked up NXT. And that kind of pivoted their entire vision of NXT, which I want to get into because I have some time today with this. I want to get into, you know, what happened with NXT, where a lot of people are very upset that this is not going to be the same NXT. But I think what happened, the reality is this is back on track, what they wanted.
Right. Except it's not on the network anymore.
Yeah. It's on you know, national TV, on cable TV. This was always the vision for NXT. What happened was they realized that they have something really positive. They have an alternate product, and they went heavy after Ring of Honor. That's really what they did. They signed up their entire top roster. They went after New Japan's roster that was on Ring of Honor TV, and they kind of crushed Ring of Honor with the opportunity of taking away a Kevin Owens, a Sami Zayn, you know, Nakamura, the Bullet Club guys, pre-AEW, like Gallows and Anderson, those guys, AJ Styles. You know, this was an interesting move to kind of saturate their roster with all these guys. Ricochet, all these guys got signed to NXT. They go to the main roster, they don't do anything, so it really deterred NXT, and they had to become a touring brand when you're investing so much money in guys like Shinsuke Nakamura as your world champion, Samoa Joe is your world champion, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens. You had to become a touring brand at that point.
Absolutely.
Logistically, it didn't make sense to them, you know, because we heard the stories how they couldn't make money off of NXT.
Right. Well, how about this? How about this perspective? They tried to capitalize on NXT becoming cool, right?
And it did.
Because at one point, NXT was the coolest thing on TV. But here's the thing. WWE does not know how to do cool.
No, because
and
I think that's
the bottom line right there.
Okay, but how do you do cool?
They can't do cool.
Listen, and comedy, right? Comedy is a great example of how WWE, it's a problem for them.
Yeah.
How do you do cool when you have one guy? If you have Dave Chappelle, right?
Right.
Topical guy.
Great.
Dave Chappelle, considered one of the greatest comics of all time.
With it.
Of that generation. I mean, if he had a joke, that's a killer joke. And now he's writing that joke. And it goes through the hands of, you know, five different people.
Yeah.
By the time that joke is delivered on TV, it is a very different message. And that is exactly the problem when cool kind of gets destroyed on in that company.
Finn Balor is a great example of that. Finn Balor on NXT. Finn Balor, when Hideo Itami was having that feud with the Ascension, and he kept getting beat up every week.
Yeah,
and he goes, "I'm gonna introduce you to my friend from Japan." Finn Balor comes out, cool dude. Three years on that roster, headlining takeovers, cool shit. Put him on the main roster. What happens?
He breaks his arm.
Well, besides the injuries,
they
just not cool anymore.
No, they tone him down.
Yeah. You know, so it's like, it's what you're saying. Telephone, telewrestler. It's like that with the writers.
Yeah.
Right.
Listen, we could do a deep dive analysis in that company, and I think everybody understands what the problem is. And listen, Monday Night Raw, you're looking at the rating, 1.5 something million. Competition's heavy. You can blame Monday Night Football all you want, but I say this all the time, and this goes for AEW. If you have a product people want to watch, they're going to watch it. You can't say, well, football is on, people are watching it. Well, if you had a better product than football, they would do it.
100%. Yeah, for sure. It's very interesting.
Yeah.
Shall we move on?
Let's move on.
All right. NXT War Games was announced for December 5th.
There is a lacking of takeover, huh?
Interesting. It's very interesting. We were just talking about the NXT stuff. I think the takeovers added to that cool factor. Now, with this NXT 2.0, I personally don't see that cool factor there.
With NXT, with War Games?
With War, like, to sell out, like Barclays Center. You know what I mean? For example.
So, I asked about this. And I said, well, what's the deal with the war with the takeover name? He goes, well, one person said it's gone, right? The first person that told me this said, we're done with that. That was a different era. You know, now we're in a whole different branding thing. Where they realize the takeover name doesn't really matter, but the names like Halloween Havoc and War Games and things like this, it matters. And being on TV, it helps the number. So it goes from like 600 something thousand to like in the sevens. You know, they're able to do that with this. Takeovers, and another person told me that if they were to go back to large venues, they would use a takeover name. If they're sharing the venue with WWE, they'll use the takeover name.
Interesting.
So if they used Barclays Center, it is kind of a takeover. I don't know. I have no way of confirming that. It was one person. I one person told me one thing, another person told me another, so I'm not really gonna sit there and say this is what was reported.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we'll see. AEW TV special. We kind of broke this the other day. Did we talk about it on the air?
I don't think we did.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. So there's going to be an AEW TV special. It's going to be called the Battle of the Belts on January 8th. It's going to be the first of their quarterly specials. Not pay-per-views, quarterly specials. They're still going to do their big four every year. I like this, man. I like this. You can't, they're good at not, they could, listen, AEW could easily do one pay-per-view every month, right?
They could, yeah.
You know, like classic WWE style.
Do you want to see that? Do you want to see one pay-per-view every month? No, I don't either.
Once a quarter is perfect because you get that beautiful build, you know, and then you have stuff like the Jericho Cruise, you know, Grand Slam, like those special events that you can have on TV. And something like this, I think, is perfect.
Yeah. Well, here's the other thing, right? Yeah. Like, you don't really, when you don't have a monthly pay-per-view, you don't have that idea of hold it for the pay-per-view. Save that for the pay-per-view. You could do it on TV.
Yes.
And it works for them. You know, you're seeing some pretty interesting matches. By the way, which I want to talk about Dynamite, and I want to talk about Raw, that there were two matches that I thought were pretty cool for both. But it meant so much more on one side than the other one. It's all perspective based.
Yes.
You know, and we'll go into that. I'm excited for that. All right, cool. I'm curious to see what they do. The Battle of the Belts is an homage to the NWA CWF show that took place 85, 86, and 87. It was kind of like a precursor to Clash. This was like the beginning of it. Very cool. All right. It was a Florida thing, and they're going to be doing it. I'm into it.
Same here. It makes me happy as a wrestling fan. You're also going to get Okada and Ishii in the United States, which makes me wrestling horny.
Yes, it does. Unlike Horny Harry.
Unlike Horny
Harry Tarjanian.
He's just like, he's like old school horny. You know, he shows up in a trench coat with nothing on underneath.
I saw him do that at Exotica. Classic. That's what he did to everybody.
Classic. Ah, he's a flasher.
He Michael Scotted everybody.
Classic horny. But if you're horny for wrestling like I am, having Kazuchika Okada and Tomohiro Ishii in the United States right after the that mini Suzuki tour, it makes you think of every dream match you want to see happen.
Listen, I'm into it. You know, and here's the other thing, right? And I don't think anybody really, a casual fan's not going to get excited for Okada. They don't know who Okada is. Mm-hmm. They don't care about Okada. But for us, very cool. We enjoy it. I'm fine with it. I'm able to separate the two. This is very interesting. So, and I'm going to go into something else here. The Rey Mysterio stuff, right?
Yes, go ahead.
I know that was that in the notes? Am I skipping ahead?
You're skipping way ahead.
Okay, then forget it. Then continue. I'll go into that.
So, you're going to get New Japan Battle in the Valley this weekend, which is overlapping with the last hour of Full Gear. You're going to get Josh Alexander versus Yuya Yamura. Okada versus Buddy Matthews, formerly Buddy Murphy.
Very cool.
Ren Narita versus Will Ospreay, and you're getting Jay White versus Ishii for the never open weight. I think this is going to be a fun, small event. Yesterday on Dynamite, apparently Okada, through Rocky Romero, invited best friends to join Chaos.
Okay.
And be in Chaos, which sparked
a lot of speculation.
A lot of speculation that we're getting Okada, Daniel Bryan.
Right now? Like, is that right what people now. Thought?
Yeah. People thought it was going to happen yesterday.
Is that what people thought?
Yeah. Yeah. I was going through the socials, and a lot of folks were like,
I mean, that's a crazy speculation.
Imagine if it happened, though.
But here's the thing, right? It's a go-home show. Why would you do that? Why would you waste that?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, and this is where, like, you got to kind of understand it a little bit, right? Mm-hmm. You got to understand how TV works. You can't. Why would you put that on the show?
I think him showing up would have been awesome.
By the way, AEW did do a good job at highlighting their young talent the last like 3 weeks.
Yes,
they're very much shifting a little bit with that.
I enjoy it a lot. I think they're like, these guys need TV time. These guys need TV time. Yeah. Watch all these matches. You know, it seems like it's a very like a learning experience for a lot of these guys. Mm-hmm. You know,
yeah. Up, up, down, down. You want to go into this?
Yeah, up, up, down, down. This is per Fightful. So the contributors to Up, Up, Down, Down have stopped making content. This is very fascinating overall. So Xavier apparently does not really make any money from it.
From Up, Up, Down, Down.
From Up, Up, Down, Down.
By choice or by due to WWE?
I think it's probably due to WWE because, you know, like, and this is my own perspective from it, going from Zack Ryder wanting to do that toy podcast, and him talking about bringing it to creative, and they're like, well, we're going to own everything, and we don't really see much of a market for it.
Yeah.
You know, could it be the same thing happened to Xavier, where they're like, hey, we'll own it, and then all of a sudden it's 2 million subscribers, you know, and he should be making, if you have 2 million subscribers on YouTube, you should be making a decent chunk of change from that, especially with you being like a famous person.
Am
I wrong about that?
You're not wrong.
Okay.
You're not wrong.
Are you playing video games?
No, I
Are you
I
playing
don't,
StarCraft?
No, but no. I'm trying to think, like, I thought Xavier was, that was part of his deal.
I guess not, man.
I'm surprised by this. I don't know much about the these deals. I really haven't asked about it.
Yeah.
I do know that these guys could possibly make tremendous money. Adam Cole was making great money on this.
Mm-hmm.
I know Paige made, I don't know, you know, what she's doing, but in the time that she was doing Twitch, she was making tremendous money off of it. You know, mm-hmm. it's very profitable for these guys, and they, you know, they have the logic that they got to make as much money as they can now while they could still work.
Yeah,
you know,
for sure.
I think let them stream. Who cares? Why is this a problem? It's not taken away from anything. WWE's not doing anything with it.
No, not at all. Also, Xavier has said in the past year that he wants to retire early.
Yeah,
you know. Now, where do you see this happening? If you're gonna play like a speculator on Xavier Woods,
nothing. I think he's gonna stay there.
Company man.
Yeah, I think he's a company man. He's okay. Happy. I mean, as far as I know, he's right now. He's a major pivotal part of that company.
Yes,
you know, he's everywhere. He's like another Miz. He's a great ambassador to that for that company. So, Monday Night Raw, 1.549 million, third lowest hour, lowest third hour in history, 1.37 million. Yikes!
Wow.
And you know what the main event was? Kevin Owens, Seth Rollins.
Yeah.
Yike! You know. Again, the perception of importance matters.
Right.
That on paper is a really good match. Ended via countout. KO snapped on Big E after. So Kevin Owens is once again a heel. You know, they're going that way.
That's fine.
I don't want to spend time on the show. Sure. We will go into this one though.
Okay.
They planted the seed for the Rey Mysterio possible breakup.
Great.
Somebody within WWE told me, yeah, the breakup is happening. I have to tell you. I was told this like early. Like 2 weeks ago, 3 weeks ago, right? Whatever it was. I thought it was a non-event.
Mm-hmm.
So I posted it on Twitter. I was like, you know what? Let me post this. The amount of feedback and retweets and likes that it got are bigger or more than when I posted that Adam Cole's going to AEW. He's showing up on that show.
Pretty nuts, right?
Okay. And this is a great indicator to everybody, and I hope it is, that the way we think, right? The way that we watch wrestling, the way we think.
Yeah.
Like, to me, that's a non-event, right? Is that anything to anybody that they're possibly going to do a breakup and feud?
It's predictability. If you've watched wrestling for a year, you know it's going to happen.
You know it's going to happen. And it's like, whatever. I don't care. Right? Yeah. Let it happen. Let's see what happens. It's just another thing. To these people that commented, this was huge. They were very invested in this. The comments, and these were non-followers, right? These were casual WWE fans. Maybe like just WWE fans, you know what I mean? Like don't get involved with like anything else. The amount of feedback I got over this was so shocking to me. And it just goes to show you that there's a whole different group of people that watch wrestling in a very different way, that this is like a big angle to them.
Subjective, yeah.
They're very committed to it.
Very vested in Rey Mysterio.
A lot of younger people.
Yes.
It was generally a younger group of people that were very invested in this.
Mm-hmm.
That were like, oh my God. It got picked up everywhere, this story. It's like... Like major publications picked up the story, and it baffled me a little bit because I'm thinking like this is such a non-event, but it goes to show you how there's another way that people watch pro wrestling. There's another group of us that we have nothing in common.
Well, yeah. Again, my whole take, I tell you this almost every day. You don't know if somebody's 10 or 90.
You really don't know. Huh?
Behind that keyboard,
you don't know.
And you showed me some gnarly shit this morning.
I did. And I have to tell you, like. it's very interesting because the only thing we have in common, you know, you guys in the chat room, for example,
mm-hmm.
You know, in the Twitch chat room, the Wrestling Observer followers, our followers, we view wrestling. The only thing we have in common with these guys is that we're watching the same show.
But are we? Right.
We're not. I think we're not watching the same show.
These guys are watching the same show.
Like, invested in it, and the way that they're writing, like, it's real.
Like, yeah.
It's real to them. They this is a major thing, and like the messages, the DMs I got from people wanting to know more about Ray and the family. Like, I was like, wow, this was the first time I experienced that.
Mm-hmm.
Very interesting.
It is very fascinating. It's like, it's almost like when, you know, years ago we'd make these Roman Reigns jokes and or Sasha Banks jokes, and we would get attacked by all the bots.
Yeah. You know what I want?
What do you want?
I want Dominic to get in Ray's face and say something like, you want to go, little man? They're going to do that. Watch.
Oh, that'd be amazing. You know what I want? Do you want Dirty Dominic?
Like, I want Dirty Dominic.
Like he single-handedly reform, like make some kind Crotch of DX, chops. You know? Like,
no, you're going to have the line of, you're not my real dad, right?
Oh.
You're never my real father or something.
Oh my God.
And he can start doing the frog splash as his finish.
Dude, I would love that.
You know, long-term do all booking. Ray stuff. Yeah, and that is a great example of long-term booking that WWE has the opportunity to blow up.
Do you think Vince wants like to put like tons of Eddie stuff on the TV? And people are like,
I don't want Eddie. I want everything.
It's not in good taste, sir.
I don't know. I think he's going to do something. Imagine Vicky come. No, Vicky's with AEW. But nice. I mean, that would have been great. This is my real mom.
Oh, boy. You're not my real dad.
You're not my real dad? I love it. I freaking love it. You could have. I wish Eddie was my father. You could do one of those.
They could also do like another father reveal technique. It'd be Kurt Angle.
No, man. Vince McMahon. It's Vince. Vince the daddy. The hand. The hand is the father.
Vince the daddy.
I'm the father. Ah, come here, boy.
I'm your poppy.
He calls him boy. I'm your poppy.
I'm your poppy. Muy suave. I'm your poppy.
Muy suave. You know what? I'm into that. I don't care what anybody says. I don't care what any of you people say. SmackDown 2 million.
I'm your suave papicito.
Comes in the lowrider.
But it's not like a
pimped out lowrider.
Mm-hmm.
It's just like his Bentley dropped.
I want to see Vince. That Vince looks like Eddie Kingston to me. Like Tim sweatpants, big.
What do you want, a Bronx? You want like a Dykeman Vince McMahon?
Oh, 100%.
Yeah, I want a Dykeman Avenue Vince McMahon. That's what I want. SmackDown 2 million ratings were down. Dude, that Bloodline stuff is great.
It's the best.
Yeah, New Day got laid out by Bloodline. That was pretty much the whole story. I don't want to rehash that. Mm-hmm. And then I got an interesting call at 10:30 at night about this. About the releases.
Dude, did you see Roman Reigns? Is that the call you got?
Yeah, that's what they do. Bro, you saw Roman? How sexy is he? That's the funny, whenever I get like the sources that call me, that's how they start the conversation.
You got to tell me how sexy Roman is right now, dude.
That's how I give them scoops. How I get the scoops, mm-hmm. I got to tell them constantly how sexy Roman is.
Got to play by the rules, man.
NXT, 603,000 viewers. Obviously, down after Halloween Havoc. But listen, I think the sixes are fine for these guys. Mid sixes. It's a little low, but if they're sitting in the 650s, fine. Toxic Attraction defeated. Are they the main act now?
I think they're the main act now. They got all the belts. I think this is definitely very interesting. I think people question why Mandy Rose was sent back to NXT, and I think
it's
working for her. It's working for Gigi Dolan.
Yeah, Gigi's over. People love her.
Very good. So they beat Casey Catanzaro, Kaden Carter, and Io Shirai.
Yeah.
Opening match. Great.
Yeah. It was cool. All right. Good stuff.
Yeah. NXT was good. It was a fun episode.
Let's go into Survivor Series.
Yeah.
They did a social media announcement of the teams for Survivor Series. Team Raw, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Kevin Owens, Rey Mysterio, and Dominic. But isn't Dominic out?
I don't know. I think, is this the beginning of the end? You think Dominic's
No, Dominic lost, and now he's out, and Lashley's in.
Oh, that's right. But Adam Pearce is in.
Adam Pearce is wrestling.
Right.
You know what? I think Adam Pearce
is in.
I don't think so. Is he?
I lost
my brain just stopped.
I lost my mind watching Raw the other day. And I couldn't. Yeah, I was just so. Like, ugh. What's happening right now? All right,
is this updated, MG Geek? Please tell me. Or did our producer screw up again? Team SmackDown, Drew McIntyre, Jeff Hardy. I was going to say King Hardy because it says King Woods next to it.
King Daddy. King Daddy.
Jeff Hardy. Did Jeff Hardy come back as a weirdo or no? What happened to that?
Where he was teasing, he's been teasing Willow for like 10 years.
Didn't he go on Raw and cut a promo? He's like, I'm leaving, but I'm going to transcend into another being or some shit like that. Well, like, did I hallucinate that?
No. It was.
Thank you. Lashley's in. Dom is out. Thank you very much, MG Geek, for not updating your notes.
Oh, man.
I thought he was going to come back as like another weirdo.
Yeah, same here.
I was wishing he would.
Oh, same here.
I want him to get weirder, man.
I want Willow. I want like a gnarly version
of
Willow.
You know what his gimmick should be? Just performance art. He comes as a canvas and the wrestlers paint on him.
That's weird.
Yeah, that's what I want. I want to get really
That's
weird.
Interesting. You know what? I think if that shows up on TV, I'm going to blame you.
Okay, thank you.
The human canvas, Jeff Hardy.
The
extreme canvas, Jeff Hardy.
The extreme canvas. Draw on me. That's his whole thing. King Woods, Sami Zayn, and Happy Corbin in a 5-on-5 match. Team Raw for the women's side, Bianca Belair, Rhea Ripley, Liv Morgan, Carmella, and Queen Zelina versus Team SmackDown of Sasha Banks, Shayna Baszler, Shotzi, Natalya, and Aaliyah in a 5-on-5.
Great.
Becky versus Charlotte, a Biggie versus Roman Reigns.
Awesome. I'm excited about Biggie versus Roman.
Yeah, man.
It's two bigs colliding.
And listen, Becky versus Charlotte, you know, nice story within.
Absolutely.
Hey, didn't they do the thing with Becky when she got Sucker Punch at Survivor Series last time? Wasn't that a big part of it?
Yeah.
Like beforehand by Nia?
Yeah.
And it was kind of a shoot.
Mm-hmm.
But it was they made it into like a work, right? So interesting that they're doing it. You know, this kind of happened again.
Mm-hmm.
Just putting it out there. AEW. Eddie Kingston CM Punk confrontation was fantastic. We didn't get a chance to talk about it. Very interested by the way that they did that promo, because nobody was a good guy or a bad guy in that. It was very real.
It was very real. I enjoyed it. It reminded me of that CM Punk promo on John Cena from 2011 where he calls him the New York Yankees.
Hey, by the way, you were absolutely right. It was that was by design. That was set up to be like that.
Which is pretty cool, you know? Like, as soon as I saw that whole thing, besides, like, my wife cursing it to TV because she doesn't like Eddie Kingston for some reason, it was very organic.
I like that he goes into Tracy Morgan every now and then.
He does go into Tracy Morgan every now and then. It was a very good, heartfelt, you don't know if it's real or not, shoot-style promo. And I think this is where we're going to start seeing the CM Punk that everybody wants. You know, because Tony Khan himself has said that he's holding back on Punk and he's already paid off for the company.
Yeah.
But maybe he hasn't paid off for the fans, quote unquote.
Yeah, interesting, you right? I thought that when he got in his face, he's like, nobody wants you here. Go home.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody wants you here. Listen, Kingston is great. It's kind of sad. Did you read the article that he wrote?
Great article.
Okay, go into it a little bit. Because he goes into his family, his upbringing. Like, he goes into a lot of stuff in there.
It's a lot. In a nutshell, he talks about growing up Irish and Puerto Rican in Yonkers and getting into trouble as a kid.
Yonkers.
In Yonkers. And then how he overcame all those difficulties, yet still was battling depression, substance abuse, all that stuff. Wanting to be a wrestler. Almost being pretty much like destitute before AEW gave him the call. And I don't know if you remember this. Like, I don't know. The reason they gave him that call is because he had an indie show. And at that point, apparently, according to that article, he was just wrestling strictly for the money so he could pay his bills.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Didn't care. So at the end of that match, this indie match, he starts calling out Zack Sabre Jr., all the different champions. You remember that?
Yeah.
Calls out Cody. He gets a phone call from AEW saying, like, hey, come out on Wednesday. And apparently he was like, how much are you going to pay me? And was so concerned with the payday that after the fact, he was like, holy shit, this was really cool. And then they brought him into the fold and it like changed his life for the better.
Yeah. Listen, I think it's actually fascinating that we didn't get to see him on a national level. Mm-hmm. Right. But where the hell would he have gone? His entire career began in that 2000s indie boom.
Oh, yeah.
You know, Northeast indie boom. And
for sure.
You know, a lot of guys got trapped there because WWE wasn't looking at those guys as saying, you're the next big star.
Isn't that weird?
It is weird. I mean, listen, it just shows you that, you know, there's so many hidden gems everywhere. We've known about Eddie Kingston because we're from New York.
Yeah.
If you followed the Northeast Territory at all with indie wrestling, you've heard that name 5 million times.
Yeah.
And everybody knows he's always been fantastic. He did a great thing with LAX in Impact that really got, I thought that was the moment for him because he was so good in that role.
Yeah.
With Conan and everything, you know, just doing that whole thing. He was so fantastic. But really, I mean, it just shows you that WWE has a vision and some of these guys don't fit that vision. And now we have an opportunity like an AEW for them to go to, which is remarkable that that exists.
It's also that interesting vacuum that he came up in where there was no ECW. I guarantee you, if there was still like a traditional ECW, you would have seen Eddie Kingston and Homicide and Amazing Red and like all these East Coast dudes in that promotion.
Listen, 100%. You know, if ECW somehow survived,
right?
If ECW survived 2001 and in some possible way, continued instead of Ring of Honor would have never happened if ECW didn't go away.
Yeah.
They would have become Ring of Honor. All those guys that you saw in Ring of Honor would have been in ECW, and maybe we would have had a very different discussion today.
I think CM Punk would have been there. You know, like Samoa Joe for sure would have been there. It's very fascinating to think about that stuff. You know, two or three more years extension on that company, these guys would have been there. You know, but because of that vacuum, you know, it took almost 20 years for Eddie Kingston to get that well-deserved limelight, you know?
Yeah. I'm hoping that this match goes really well. It's going to be a very interesting match.
I think this is going to be the Punk heel turn, the start of it.
I don't know. Do we need that?
When he was a heel, I would say he was arguably the best heel in the business.
Maybe you start like a he's losing his mind type thing.
Comes out with the urn again.
Comes out with an urn. I wanted to just come out with the urn. That's what I want. Dynamite. Good show last night.
Mm-hmm.
Our friend, Rocky Romero, Dynamite debut, friend of the show, wrestled Bryan Danielson.
So good.
A really good match, huh?
So good.
Great mat wrestling.
Clinic.
They really did a great job. Shout out to Rocky. I messaged him. I said, you know, so great to see you, whatever. Danielson's looking big, huh?
Yeah, dude.
He's putting on some size, some
wide
muscle. Yeah, man, he's looking great. Inner Circle, America's Top Team Brawl.
Does great.
Yeah, very good. Want to go into it?
America's Top Team jumps Inner Circle. They lay them out. They say they're going to beat Inner Circle when Dan Lambert pins Jericho. Great go-home moment.
And by the way, he put him in the walls, right?
Yeah.
And he screams, Boston Crab! And then he yells like, 1977 or 75 or something.
74,
like,
I think
74,
it was.
Whatever he yelled.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, fantastic. You know, like, he's so good, and he loves wrestling so much. He's such a good heel.
You can tell.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Tay Conti, Thunder Rosa, Anna Jay defeated Britt Baker, Jamie Hayter, and Rebel. All right, it was what it was.
That's fun.
Jungle Boy and Anthony Bones. There you go. I got it right.
Bones.
I don't know why my brain froze with Max Caster on the outside.
It's an easy name.
I know. I don't know why.
It's a relatively easy name.
Wardlow apparently wrestled me last night.
Oh, it was great. Yeah.
Wheeler Yoda. Yuda.
You okay, man?
No, I'm malfunctioning. Star Wars on my mind.
I'm going to call you Wheeler Yoda.
I am Wheeler Yoda. Andrew Yoda.
Yoda.
Leo Rush and Dante Martin. What'd you think of Leo's outfit?
Dude, I love Leo's outfit. I also think, like, so Dante wrestling Lee Moriarty, and this is, again, this is the subjectivity of wrestling. Dante Martin versus Lee Moriarty in that match. These dudes could do amazing things, right? I think in order to make people love it even more, you need that little bit of aggression, right? Leo Rush jumps into the match. He's doing equally as amazing high-flying, quick dude stuff, but he looks aggressive as F.
Yeah, he does.
And you know what? Great. And you know what? It sucks that this guy's going to retire again next week and then come back the week after that.
Yeah, he's a tremendous worker.
That's great, man. That's great.
Pac defeated Dax Harwood. Great match.
Oh, yeah.
Dude,
really good match.
Those guys really beat the shit out of each other.
You know what? Whenever I watch, these guys were WWE guys at one point. That stank is long gone. When you watch these guys, you're like, no, these guys are wrestlers.
Yeah. Hey guys, I want to we're going to go into the main event of Dynamite, but I want to remind everybody, you can follow me on Twitter at Andrew Zan. You can follow Rich at BTC Rich. We're on Twitter. Kenny Omega, Hangman Page, contract signing. You know, I hate contract signings.
Same here.
I think they're so stupid.
Mm-hmm.
But they did something a little different here. Don Callis was disguised as a cameraman.
very elaborate costume, too.
Very elaborate. Mm-hmm. He had the fake goatee and everything. he busted him open, and Kenny signed the contract with Hangman's blood, and that's how they went off the air.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Here are your two options.
Sure. They're in a conundrum, right?
They're in a conundrum. Kenny wins.
Okay.
Retains over Hangman.
Okay.
Right?
A.
But during that match, Hangman kicks out of the One-Winged Angel and maintains his strength. Right?
Very unique ending. Okay.
Second option, Hangman wins, takes it all.
Hangman wins, takes it all.
It is the pay-per-view named after him.
It is. And you could also protect... It is named after him? Full Gear?
Yeah.
Why?
It was a BTE joke from like years ago.
Was it really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You learn something new every day. I don't really watch BTE. It's hard. Like, I forget. Not that I don't want to watch it. I forget to watch
it. It's Monday at noon. You're like on the train on the way to work.
Yeah, yeah, probably.
Yeah.
It's like, but I never catch it later, you know, and I wish I would. All right, so... Here's my issue with this, and I feel like nobody else sees an issue with this, and I'm cool if I'm wrong with this. In chat room, tell me. Mm-hmm. Tell me if you feel the same that I do, because, you know, I'd love to see what the Twitch chat thinks and what YouTube thinks, but I think that this kind of is like, it's like they booked themselves into a box, right? Because Hangman shouldn't lose.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, AEW is very creative. You know, they could pull this off, you know, and what I'm saying is totally irrelevant because I don't know the finish, like how they're going to end this match.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, we don't know what they're going to do exactly. So, Hangman showed up outside a restaurant in full effing gear.
Yes.
That's where it was. Mm-hmm. Okay. There you go. Fantastic. Great. FF beer money. Thank you for that. So, yes, I do remember that now. Now I remember that. That was years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, Hangman wins, right? Let's say Danielson wins. Now you have Danielson as the number one contender for the AEW championship.
Uh-huh.
I don't think Danielson should lose if he's challenging for the title. Now, Danielson doesn't really have an ego, and he's willing to put guy over. I know that, but I think that you need to be very protective of those guys. You have four guys in that company that I genuinely think you need to book totally properly, and that's CM Punk, Bryan Danielson, Kenny Omega, and Hangman Page.
Okay.
Those are three guys that you really cannot screw up. Mm. You really shouldn't. Hangman had a stop and go.
Yes.
Right? Hangman had that little you know, hiccup where they kind of shifted the attention away, and he was his rebuilding time.
Mm-hmm.
And I do think the pandemic kind of stalled Hangman out a little bit.
I agree with that.
You know, I think it you know, but he came back. I mean, they love him. Everybody freaking loves this guy. Big
over.
Pop, huge pop, totally over. Great baby face. If he's facing Bryan Danielson for that title at a major show, I'm going to tell you that it's not going to be a good look when that crowd is chanting for Danielson, even if he's a heinous, violent heel.
Could Danielson just take the loss against Miro?
Okay. I don't think so. I don't think he should.
Really?
I don't think he should.
Okay.
And listen, I love Miro, but I think Danielson needs to stay safe. He's undefeated, and you need to continue that with him.
Okay.
Danielson wins. Now you set this match up. If Hangman loses and Kenny wins, that's the match, right?
Right.
Right? That's going to be the moment.
The rematch.
The rematch for the title with no, you know, time limit or whatever. And you could do that on that mega show, on that first Battle of the Belts.
I do feel like Tony Khan would tease that rematch out for like another year, to be honest with you. Now, who's to say... This is a wild guess here.
Mm-hmm.
What if Don Callis, kayfabe-wise, pays off the Dark Order? They turn on the Hangman.
Listen, anything is possible. You could do something cool with all this.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you know, the future babyface should be Hangman of AEW.
I agree with
that. I just don't think that the first opponent for him, like a major opponent, should be Danielson. And I don't think the Danielson thing, unless you tease it for a while, you know, you let it sit and he doesn't immediately challenge, and I'm cool with that. You could do that and have some sort of character development where you have, you know, this really competitive match. But if Hangman has a title, he shouldn't drop that title immediately.
Would you be upset if he was a transitionary champion?
I would be very upset by that. Yeah, because he's not. He's not that guy. And they have a great opportunity here to do something tremendous with him. Mm-hmm. You know, and then you got I do think that MJF, we'll go into this card now. Let's do that.
Yeah.
Before. And then, by the way, Q&A, guys, submit your chat questions in the chat room. We're going to do a Q&A segment. We're going to do our mailbag segment at the end of the show. Submit them in the chat, and we'll add them to the notes.
We'll read them. And if you want your chat read, if you want your question read first, please super chat us. Doesn't matter what you do, just super chat us. We'll throw it in. You'll be first answered on this episode of Matt Miller Podcast.
You like my Tumblr?
I do.
It's a remnant of 2020, of so March, good. April of 2020, when my wife was selling these.
Love it.
That bitch, Carol.
Great.
Those Observer cups got a lot of people loved them.
I
got
to take mine home.
Yeah, where is it?
I left it in the kitchen.
It's in the kitchen. Jess made some really cool custom Wrestling Observer live, you know, little coffee cups.
Those are great, yeah.
All right, here's the card, Rich. You want to go into it?
Yeah. So, this is going to be...
Man, your shot looks fantastic.
Thanks, bud. We're gonna be here Saturday night doing a watch-along. It's been a while since we did a watch-along. We're going to be doing a watch-along for Full Gear. I'm very excited about that, so you can catch us here. We're going to be doing it on F4W, too, right?
Yes, we're going to be live on the F4W page, essentially. Great. On their YouTube and, of course, on the F4W YouTube and the Twitch.
So if you like what you're seeing here, please come by on Saturday.
If you like what you see.
If you like what you see, you'll see more on Saturday night. The buy-in, Thunder Rosa, Hikaru Shida versus Nyla Rose and Jamie Hayter. That's going to be a fun tag. You're getting CM Punk versus Eddie Kingston. I think this is going to be a 10-minute hard-hitting match.
Punk takes it or Kingston? Who do you think?
I'm going to say Kingston for the win, dude.
I say Punk takes it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Pac and Cody versus Malakai Black and Andrade El Idolo. That's going to be fun.
This was going to be a four-way
yeah.
originally. And they changed it. I guess they want to save that. But it would have been cool with a four-way.
You know what made me giggle yesterday?
What?
It's
Cody trying to run down as fast as he can.
Yes.
And he couldn't make it.
It looked like he started from the top of the arena.
He did.
And he was just like, oh boy.
Well, I think he was like walking. He's like, okay, I'm gonna like lightly jog. And he's like, oh crap, yeah. This is far longer than I thought. And he started running.
It would have been great if it was just like a long shot for like 6 minutes of him just like avoiding everybody's like high fives and shit. That's going to be a fun match. You have the AEW World Title Eliminator Tournament Finals. Bryan Danielson versus Miro.
That Miro promo was great. His promos are great, huh?
This is an interesting speculative puzzle piece for wrestling. Because if Miro wins, he'll take the pin. Whether it's Kenny or Hangman,
what
right?
did he say at the end? He's like, I have to kill you so I could go home and bang my wife or something like that.
Yeah. Listen,
man, Miro's horny for his wife. Love it.
Wrestling is so horny right now.
Wrestling's so horny.
Minneapolis Street Fight, Inner Circle versus American Top Team. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to
that. Do you think Paige Van Zandt's going to get involved?
She's going to do something with Sammy, and Sammy's going to take like an insane bump because of her.
Okay, cool.
Darby Allin versus MJF.
They're going to kill each other.
That's going to be great.
MJF has to win this one, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, can I call something?
Sure.
I don't know if this is going to happen. I'm just doing fantasy booking here. MJF loses, and okay. Wardlow and him have a big falling out at the end.
Okay, cool. You should have been there for me, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Imagine if Wardlow teams up with Darby and Sting.
Wasn't Wardlow supposed to wrestle CM Punk?
At one point.
Wasn't that on the sheet?
Oh, interesting. You have the Super Click versus Christian Cage and Jurassic Express.
Oh, we didn't mention the Bobby Fish thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's no dispute here. Great line.
Uh-huh.
So what do you think they're going to do there?
I don't know, man. I think they're going to wait until Kyle O'Reilly comes over.
They're going to join the Super Click. You know what? Yeah. If they added them, it would be a nice little element there.
You think so?
I think so. I think if they added that, but their tag team division is stacked.
Oh, ridiculous.
You know, it is ridiculous. So I don't know. I'm okay with that.
I'm okay with everything, to be honest.
I'm okay with most things.
Yeah. AEW Women's World Championship, Britt Baker versus Tay Conti.
Baker has to take this.
You think so?
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I'm going to show up there. Okay. I'm
going
to show up there.
In Minneapolis?
Yeah. Are we going to
Minneapolis?
You want to go? Let's
okay,
go.
Let's do it.
Okay. Let's go. Okay. And I'm going to take this. And with Tay Conti, this is Britt Baker's boot that she wore. I think, I don't know when she wore this. When did she wear this?
Ooh, that's a good question.
Maybe when she won the title?
Mm.
When Tay Conti, I'm going to go, bah! And I'm going to help Britt Baker win.
And then just put it in your shirt.
And I'm going to put it down my shirt.
Don't give anybody any
ideas. Tony Khan's going to get very upset with me.
AEW World Tag Team Championship, the Lucha Bros versus FTR. I'm very much looking forward to this match. I think this is going to be a barn burner.
Oh, yeah. FTR has been on fire. And Lucha Bros are fantastic. This is going to be a great match.
AEW World Championship, Kenny Omega versus the Hangman, Adam Page. Not related to...
Diamond Dallas Page,
yeah. or Ethan Page.
There's a lot of pages. The Page Boys. You know what? We should have that moment. We should have all the pages. And then Page.
And then Page, yeah.
Yeah, all the pages.
Are we going to get Cages, too?
Christian
Cage?
Yeah, Christian Cage.
Brian Cage.
Nick Gage.
Yeah. And Nick Cage. What am I doing here? Where am I? What am I doing
what
here?
What was that movie where aliens were like messing with his brain? And they're like, they took over the town. Everything became purple. I watched that ridiculous movie.
The Color of Night. It was great.
Was that it?
I think so. It was based on
he lived on a farm. Yeah, yeah, he lived on a farm. I watched that insane movie.
That was a remake of a weirdo German movie that was based on an H.P. Lovecraft book story. Hey man.
Your AJ Styles is the same.
It is true.
Faustino, $20.
Thanks, man. He loves my Elvis impression.
Back at it again, boys. Looking forward to this weekend. What are the chances a Superclick turns on Kenny when they lose to Hangman? I think they're all going to lose, right? That has to happen. They all have to lose.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So who do you think takes it, man? Kenny or Hangman? Tough, right?
If we take Bryan Danielson out of this, right? Let's remove that whole he could possibly be the number one contender. Let's remove Bryan Danielson. I would say there has to be Hangman 100%. This is the moment for him. Unless they have some sort of big surprise.
Mm.
You know?
I do think they will have a big surprise.
Listen, it's... You look at the match and this is a stacked card, obviously. And there are people that are available, right?
Yes. How about some fanboy shit? Like, what if there's like a no contest because of interruption from Wyndham?
I mean, that's a possibility. Something. Anything.
Zip line. You know, this guy comes out on a zip line. He's on fire.
No, I want to, like Shawn Michaels. In the HBK gear.
Oh,
I want to see Bray Wyatt in the HBK gear doing the whole thing.
Hell yeah.
You know what? He could probably do a great job because his Eric Bischoff was fantastic when he did the NWO stuff.
Yes.
You know what? I have to tell you, I very much enjoyed that John Cena in the Bizarro match in the Void. And I'm the only freaking one. Nobody liked that match.
Well, besides, I think we're the only one.
You liked it too. You loved that
loved
one.
Loved it.
I really enjoy that crazy, bizarre, like, trip down memory lane thing. And you know what? I give kudos to WWE. It worked for me.
They actually did something fun.
Yeah.
You have creative guys involved.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing this watch along Saturday at 7 p.m. We're going to be on all the F4W channels. Every single one of them.
Every single F4W one.
We're going to be on all our channels. Every single one of them.
Yeah, and maybe we'll have, actually, we won't have a lot of guests because everybody is in Minneapolis.
Yeah. But you know what? They're going to be in the arena watching us on their cell phones.
That's what, Denise told me already. Denise told me that she's not going to be watching the show, just watching us. By the way, Denise is right there. Hi, Denise. Where's Denise?
You answered that age-old question.
Where's Denise? Denise is right here. You know what? I trapped her.
Oh, it's like Dorian Gray style.
Yeah. I trapped her in that photo.
So this ages, but she doesn't.
This ages, but she doesn't. Oh, she's trapped in the photo. Her eyes follow you everywhere.
Are you a witch doctor?
I am a witch.
All right.
I am the witch. I am the observer at this point.
You are the wrestling observer.
You know, Dave Meltzer does that with his favorite wrestlers.
Oh, get out of here.
Yeah, after they have like an 18-star match, he just goes zap, and they become like entrapped in a photo.
Did he give you those powers?
He gave me those powers.
He gave you the spooky powers? Them to me. And this Sunday, you can catch Andrew on Wrestling Observer Live from 6 to 8 p.m. Congrats again.
Thank you. Yeah. It'll be a lot of fun. Q&A time, right?
Yes, Zerp.
Let's do it. Questions, submit them.
Matt Reichel, I read this at the top of the show, but I'll read it again. Hey, Andrew and Rich, can't listen live because of work. What are the odds we get UE minus Roddy versus the Elite in 2022? I think so.
If Roddy leaves?
Yeah. Roddy.
Oh, it's very possible.
Bobby Fish, Kyle O'Reilly.
Yeah, very possible.
Adam Cole, baby. Very possible. Adam Cole's going to be over no matter what.
Yeah.
Right? And I think people want to see that UE reunion in a weird way, isn't it? It's like they had something so great with that group.
And it was a long-term act.
Yes.
First time it lasted. They didn't really... They teased the breakup, initially. It took a while to separate those guys.
Mm-hmm. All right, we're going to hit some questions right now, guys. Jonathan, what's The Rock's involvement for Survivor Series?
I left that out. I forgot to bring that out. So a lot of speculation as to what's happening. Obviously, it's the 25th year anniversary of The Rock, Rock's debut. He's doing some press. He said that the rumors were not true of him wrestling at this year's WrestleMania. I could tell you that internally, that rumors were very true. They were making it work. Whether or not it happens still or doesn't happen, you know, it's up to them on when they do. But they are doing it. I mean, they are going to do this match. Whether it's this year or next year, it's happening. You know, there's a lot of variables with Dwayne and getting him on to do a match. The liability alone is astronomical that the company has to take out insurance on him. So, I mean, when you have the number one blockbuster guy, you know, imagine he just does it and he's like, by the way, I'm running for president.
Dude, imagine like that's the end of the match. Like,
and the balloons come down.
He stands on Roman. He's like, now that you've smelled what The Rock is cooking, I'm running for president. And then he runs out.
And he just
I'm running for president. He's like, real quick, I'm running for president. Would you vote for The Rock?
It depends if he fits, you know.
Fits your narrative?
What I think fits my narrative, my wacky narrative of politics? Yeah, I guess so.
So good.
Maybe a video package, maybe something. The last I heard is that they're going to do something. They were working on, they were very close to getting him in there.
Yeah.
I mean, pretty much I was told that he is going to be there. This came from somebody within WWE that's been right about many other things.
Yeah.
So, you know, things change, pal, and it does change.
It's also,
I mean,
like,
that's the reality of it. Cardi B is another great example. She was supposed to be the host of WrestleMania, but she got pregnant.
Yeah. She got really pregnant really quick.
She got pregnant, like, she was like 9 months pregnant, like, the day that they announced
it. It was like Alien.
Like, immediately, boom.
Gestated. Tim Anger, do we have more than just next year's WrestleMania on two nights for you to eat your shirt? Like, does the following WrestleMania have to be on two nights?
I could tell you that they were very adamant that they didn't want to do two nights this year. So something changed. And it obviously has to do with logistics with finance. You know, it's a financial thing. A, optics-wise, do you think that this year's card would be able to draw 100,000 people in that stadium?
Interesting.
Considering the fact that we're still not over the whole pandemic. You know, there's still people that, now that tourism is back, you know, I think that this is changing the discussion. I think both nights will be very, very high in attendance.
Yes.
Whether or not it's 100,000 a night, I don't know. I don't believe so. Pre-sale tickets go on sale on Friday, by the way.
Oh, fantastic.
So, you know, and also, these ratings, 1.5 million, if they keep slipping, WWE's going to have to do something big. Also, Austin has to be the host, right?
Oh, yeah, 100%.
Steve has to be the host?
Yes.
I'm hearing word that Taker might be involved in some way.
He should be the host.
He should be there, too. Of course Taker should be there.
Shawn Michaels, all the Texas guys.
All the Texas
JBL,
guys.
JBL, you know.
Michael!
Magum!
Isn't that a good JBL?
It's pretty Michael. Good. Steven Prasad asks, good morning, gentlemen. If Malakai Black were to create a stable in AEW, who would you add to it?
I would have everybody be non-spooky.
And he'll be the spooky
guy? And he'll be the most, like, and he's trying to spook, like train them to become spooky.
That's funny. So a comedy angle.
Comedy angle, yeah.
I'd lean into the spooky, and it would be him, Darby, if Bray Wyatt ever came over, Wyndham Rotunda. And I'll throw a curveball in there, Daniel Bryan. Bryan Danielson. That he teaches him how to
do. Do you want to see a spooky Daniel Bryan?
I'd love to. I want to see spooky everybody, to be honest. Like a spooky MJF, spooky Jericho.
It's like the undead. It's like an alternate world.
Spooky Wardlow, I'd be happy with. Spooky Eddie Kingston, I would love spooky Eddie Kingston.
Doodle Pampers.
Wearing the Doodle Pampers.
You like my Tracy Morgan?
It's great.
Doodle Pampers. Doodle Pampers. I first time I heard him say doo-doo pampas, I died.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was on Stern. He just randomly said it too. He's like, yo, Howard. He goes, doo-doo pampas. I died. I fucking rolled over.
Okay, Johnny. Excuse me.
Who the hell's Johnny?
Okay, Johnny asks, will the Elite kick out Omega? What should Omega do afterwards, if so?
A lot of people think that it should be... that they should kick Kenny out.
Nah, that's long term, man. That shit ain't happening by the way, a long time.
In the tweet, Abaddon, Butcher, and Blade. That's a good one.
That's pretty good.
Oh, Abaddon. She's spooky.
Yeah, she's very spooky.
She's very spooky when she bleeds out of her mouth.
She's too spooky for spooky Eddie
Kingston. I have to tell you, I love like how disturbed I get by her.
Yeah,
she is. She's very disturbing. Yeah, I'm into it. I am. That yeah.
Gives you the
I love it. I'm big into spooky.
I don't think Kenny's gonna get kicked out by the dudes.
No, I think that's part of the story, that they're falling apart a little bit and they got to regain the gold and all that stuff. Hey, listen. Yeah. Hey, you might lose your mind. What if this is leading to Okada and Kenny? You take the title off of Kenny, now you open up Okada to come in and have a non-title match.
Keep the title on Kenny and have Okada come in with his title.
Hey,
and then they smush.
And you know what? Even though we've seen that match three times, right?
Mm-hmm.
First one was who won? Okada won. Okada. Second one was a draw. Third one, Kenny won. Yes. And then the fourth one, was it four? God, I forgot.
So I'm gonna
everybody in the chat thinks Kenny's getting kicked out. Interesting.
I'm gonna give you the chills.
Yeah.
Right? Kenny and Okada happen on AEW.
Okay.
Right?
Fantasy booking.
Then that's when Kenny gets kicked out. Kenny loses to Okada. That's when Kenny gets kicked out of the Super Elite.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Okada standing there, extends his hand,
shakes it,
picks up Kenny. Okada and Kenny versus the Bucks.
You know what? I'm kind of into that.
Right.
I don't think that's going to happen. You know, I don't think any of that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to get kicked out at all. But I think it'd be interesting. Okay, Okada won the first. Second was a draw. Third was, was Omega. Yeah, there you go. Thank you, Lenny, in the chat. So you have the fourth one. And I think a lot of the question here will be, is this the same Kenny Omega? Has he lost a step since coming to America?
Right.
He's not wrestling like that anymore. He's, you know, he took some time to settle down into more of a character. And kudos to Kenny, by the way. We people have criticized him on his promo ability. He's really worked hard on the promos. It's a very different delivery, different character, which I'm always for Evolution. By the way, I got to do my ballot. I got to submit my Wrestling Observer Hall of Fame ballot.
Oh, yeah, for sure. Listen, Kenny and Okada as the most dominating tag team of all time.
Yeah. And by the way, I don't think Okada's showing up at full gear or anything. Like, I don't, because he can't. He's wrestling. But I think like a nice surprise that this leads to could be a nice story to tell. Interesting.
I'm going to move on to, we're going to take some questions from Twitch now. FF Beer Money writes, I have a question for Andrew.
Yes.
So much is made about ratings, demo, etc. I believe you and Meltzer have both said it's all about the content and not so much ratings anymore. And as much as people bring up WWE's declining ratings, I still feel WWE will get double its TV rights money as NBC and Peacock seem so invested in WWE.
All right, Rich is going to take a nap now while I explain. I know. The numbers stuff. The ether. I pumped the ether up in the studio, but only towards him. Okay. Who do ratings matter to, right? Who does viewership matter to? Who does demo versus total viewership matter? In reality, guys, all that it should matter to is an indicator that your product is possibly working to the brand and the sales team and the network. That's all that this is for. It's these ratings are for sales. When we're talking about the 18 to 48 mattering more than the overall demo, that's determined by what's your key demo for your station. If you're on a station that caters, you know, here's a great thing. CBS caters to a much older number with blue bloods and all that stuff, right? They don't care about the 18 to 34, 18 to 48 for that block because the demo number is a much older audience. So if you are on a station that's catering younger, you really don't want your overall demo to be higher in the older number. You want it to fit the narrative of the station. For sales reasons, the fact that people are arguing online, you know, laymen, civilians arguing online that are out of the set. I find it bizarre, and it's not really an indicator of which product is better. It's not an indicator of which is doing better. Mm-hmm. We all know WWE has a 50-year head start, 60-year head start over anybody else. They're always going to be the dominant force unless something tragically goes wrong with that company.
Right.
Which I don't see that happening. When we're talking about these numbers, however, ratings are not the end-all be-all. How come we're not talking about DVR plus 3? Those numbers aren't readily available as much because they're not sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Because it doesn't matter to the sales team as much when you're talking about DVR numbers. How about 7-day DVR numbers, total viewership? How about if you combine everything? Nielsen is not the end all be all. That's not the only metric that's involved here. You look at YouTube viewership, you look at all this stuff, and I will tell you, WWE is AEW is nowhere near WWE's level. Okay, when it comes to global recognition, they're not on the same level. We love it. I love AEW. One day, possibly, maybe. Not today. Are they doing a better product overall? You know, it depends on what you want to watch. SummerSlam was a realization to me. It was an eye-opening moment to me. When we're sitting there at Survivor Series, and I turned to Rich and I said, oh my God, I get it now. This isn't pro wrestling anymore.
Yeah. Yeah, like, yeah, for sure.
And by the way, it hasn't been for a long time, but this was the moment for me for seeing. I view it in a different lens now. It is a variety show. It is aspects of everything put in to garner the most amount of eyeballs from everywhere.
Yeah.
Because they are a machine. They want continuous growth from everywhere. Involving a Cardi B brings in a different viewership. Then involving another celebrity and bringing in this match and these key people on TV. There's so much analytics and forecasting that goes into WWE.
Yeah.
It's unbelievable when you think about it. Also, different interests, different partners have different creative input and different different recommendations. Mattel wants you to push a cage match, a Shark Tank match.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a cage, you know, was that a Shark Tank? The Shark Cage. They're going to sell the toy.
Right.
War Games was a great design for toys.
Ambrose Asylum.
Huh?
The Ambrose Asylum.
Yeah, the Asylum with the potted plant that they're going to sell. The car that Braun smashes. AEW has a different philosophy. Not saying one is right and one is wrong. They have very different intentions for a different type of viewership. So when WWE is doing anywhere, you know, when they SmackDown, for example, could get about 5 million eyeballs on the product.
Mm-hmm.
I was told it could have been that first SmackDown or whatever. One of the key big SmackDown, it had like almost 7 million people that watched it at some point.
Yeah.
AEW's not doing that. And they're not going to do that for a while because it's a different product. It's a different product that caters to a very different group of people.
Mm-hmm.
Now, will they get there? I think they will. I think they're on the right track, you know, but I love what I'm seeing. I love what I'm watching. I enjoy it, but there's a lot of stuff that I don't enjoy either.
Right.
That AEW does. That's not my cup of tea. Same thing with WWE. I'm very neutral with this stuff.
Right.
I like. I don't like what I don't like. I don't dwell on the negative. I'll mention it here. I'll talk about it here a little bit, but I don't let it affect my bit. Like, I don't have like a bias towards a company. That's silly.
Yeah. It is silly.
It's really weird. But at the end of the day, I do think WWE is very heavily in bed with Peacock.
Mm-hmm.
I think Peacock very much likes that they're there because they're first run live programming regularly for them, and it gives them a different element. However, TV rights deals are going to be very different for the next signing, and it's an indicator of how television is shifting. So if the networks are happy and they feel that this prevented a major drop in numbers for them, they'll be happy. If not, like, I think, you know, as far as I know, and I'll say this, when speaking to people at NBC, they're not like, oh, these ratings suck for NXT. You know, they kind of want to be in that range of 650 to 750 for this. They understand what they're doing. They understand it's not going to be, you know, a million viewer product. And there's not too much negativity about the ratings. I don't hear any negativity about the ratings, to be honest, unless they start plummeting. So, I mean, just a little indication, the little insight as to how this works. When you're arguing about demos, like people are arguing over what the demo was, like why do you even care? Like this only matters to your sales team.
Right.
That's what it's used for. So listen, it's fun. People want to argue. That's fine. But it is what it is.
That was a very meaty answer.
Thank you. Sorry.
Where am I?
Can
I pitch a show? Because we're doing like, we want to do, to let you a little inside baseball, we want to do a bunch of weird shit for our Patreon, and I want to pitch one show.
Yeah, give me.
10-minute segment.
Okay.
Once a month.
Okay.
Andrew's Aryan.
Okay.
Horny for Numbers.
Oh, yeah, let's do it.
That's the name of it.
That's it.
And you just go as deep dive as you can into numbers.
I got to bring Brandon Thurston in for that.
Great.
By the way, he's coming on the show. I'm going to do an interview with him. You could be here if you want. I know that.
Andrew.
No, because it's numbers. It's analytics. You want to be here for that? You want us to talk about, you know.
Thanks, Andrew.
Ratings?
Could be here now if
We're
going
to compare it to the ratings of Dallas.
Like the show, like the JR. Show.
Yeah, like JR. We're going to compare it to like Knott's Landing in Dallas and see what the demos were for them.
We got a couple more super chats.
Let's
here.
Let's do it.
Estilo Latino, $4.99. Thank you very much. So are Gallows and Anderson done with AEW for now?
I don't know. That's a great question. I know that they're... I would say I expect to see them again.
Yeah, for sure. I think it's just like a break from TV or whatever.
Just a little break. I think that's what Tony said also, right?
Yeah. We got Joel Wood, $4.99. Thanks, bud. Wrestling by itself doesn't sell. Entertainment by itself doesn't sell. Promos by themselves don't sell. When you put those together, that sells.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We're gonna jump around a little bit. As from Pratik, hey, Andrew, where's Ronda Rousey? When is she coming back?
I mean, she just had a baby. She's nursing. I know that she has said that she will not do another full schedule. You know, she won't do like a full TV schedule, but she'll maybe do like a match if it's interesting to her. Listen, you have a couple matches there that you really could do. And the main one is the Becky match that we never got, that singles Becky match. I would love to see that. I think WWE would love to see that. I think a lot of people would love to see that. It's a matter of when they could figure it out. Ronda, you know, she's a star. Top to bottom, regardless if you like her personally, you know, you think she's wacky, it does not matter. At the end of the day, she was a big draw for them.
Oh, for sure.
Reality-wise, the mainstream crossover that came in from Ronda Rousey was really big.
Mm.
So, same thing with Bad Bunny.
For sure.
Can I tell you, in that Rey Mysterio post that I made,
yeah.
The chat, like, it was, like, there is a whole large group of people that watch Raw, that watch WWE, that, like, all I saw in the comments were, like, when is Bad Bunny coming back?
Hell yeah.
I can't wait for him to wrestle again. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Bad Bunny needs to come back. Like, it was the most weird, like, things that they were into that was a non-event for us. Like, it's not, like, to them, Bad Bunny wrestling was such a mega deal because it's much younger.
Yeah, for sure.
It's a much younger, like, a whole different side of wrestling. Whole different side.
What if it's...
They're not jaded yet.
Right. What if it's Ray turning heel and he's like, you know, Dominic, you were never my son.
And brings out Bad Bunny?
This is my real son. And it's Bad Bunny.
Bad Bunny.
And then you have Dominic and Bad Bunny go at it.
I want Booker T to be his son.
On the cage. Oh, so
no,
good.
I want Bad Bunny to be Booker T's son. That's what I want.
We got Spooky Guys in AEW.
Yeah.
And we got Who's Who's Son in WWE. I love it. All right. We're going to do a few more questions here. This is from Cryomancer Maurice
on
Twitch.
Name. Wonderful. Thank you.
Great. Cryomancer Maurice. Be careful. If Miro beats Danielson, do you believe with the Chaos connection to Best Friends and Okada name dropping Brian, he faces Okada on Dynamite and goes over as a consolation for Miro?
No.
So Miro loses. Yeah. Miro wins.
Okay.
And then, Okada goes over.
Danielson goes over Okada.
Yes.
I don't think because it doesn't affect the story. Mm-hmm. I think now, you know, and I said this on Observer Live on Sunday. You can check me out again this Sunday.
Yeah.
Joel Pearl in the chat room. Which train will Andrew rush to make today? I'm getting on the 12. What am I going to get on?
12.
Oh, shit. We're running out of time.
1221?
1223? Let's find out.
Yeah.
Andrew Zarian, Long Island Railroad rider. Let's find out what train I'm going to get on. Mm-hmm. Thank you for derailing me because I have no self-control with this. I'm going to get on the 1227 in 38 minutes.
Great.
I could also get on the 1257.
So we'll leave soon.
Okay, thank you. Gary says the 1157.
Instagram, this is from Joffer 1988.
Yeah.
Which sticks out to you when you see a wrestler for the first time? Quads, pecs, or abs?
Oh man, great!
This is a
horny
Andrew question.
So I have
horny for bodies.
I have a weird thing about calves because I told the story
really?
How I come from a bodybuilding family.
Okay,
and I have fantastic calves. And my grandfather every year for Thanksgiving, because this is how you generate body dysmorphia in children. Just want to let you know, my grandfather was a real deal pro bodybuilder. The dude, Wrestling AI on Twitter. You know who I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
That does the, like, he takes, like, an older photo that's, like, really messed up, and he restores it with AI into, like, very high def.
Yeah.
He restored my grandfather's photo for me. And it's one of the nicest things anybody's ever freaking done in my life. My grandfather was, I mean, really the patriarch of my family. Mm-hmm. Like, everybody loved him. One of the sweetest human beings in the world. But he was a big, jacked up, you know, bodybuilder.
Mm-hmm.
I was going to say steroid guy. He never did steroids.
You know, he was a steroid.
Borderline steroid. I mean, you look at him, you're like, this guy is definitely on something, but there were no steroids. I mean,
yeah.
He was a bodybuilder in the 1950s. It wasn't very common. He was obsessed with calf muscles. And he says that it's one of those things that you're born with genetically. And if he had calf muscles, he would have been a bodybuilder in America. He would have been the biggest bodybuilder in America. And we'd go to my cousins and tell them they have chicken legs and make me pose my thighs and my calves.
Wow.
Yeah. That's fascinating. It was a Thanksgiving tradition in my house.
So for a new debut, basically, you're saying you just hone in on the dude's calves.
Dude, I'm big on physique. I got to tell you, I'm a body guy.
You are a body guy.
I am. And I think that it goes a long way. And I don't care. Like, listen, man, you don't have to be a bodybuilder to be a great wrestler, but it does go a long way.
Body guy, island boy, all get you a man who could do both.
And tan. You got to be tan.
Oh.
I want Hogan-esque. I want Savage. I watched the match. It was Hogan versus Savage on Nitro, okay? And I'm looking at them, and I was trying to find what tone they are and how long you need to. The color is leather mitt. It's baseball mitt, right? It's baseball mitt. That's the color. How often are you tanning to get to that point?
You know, I think I'm going to pitch another Patreon exclusive show for you. How about this? Tan Jam.
With Tangerzarian.
And you will go over the most tannest matches in pro wrestling. So it's Hogan versus whoever, and just like, geez, who's the more tan in this?
Hogan has to win most consistency. Mm-hmm. Like he never faltered.
He never
got like a pasty white Hogan.
He never wavered
on that tan. He continued to look like a hot dog entire career.
Relentless tan.
And I'm not saying that as a knock at Hogan at all. Like that wrestle buddy that I have, he never looked like that.
No, he was
that
never
white
that
guy does not exist in the WWE universe. That guy was never that white.
That's Terry Bollea.
That's Terry Bollea's a white guy, but Hulk Hogan.
We got $4.99 from Joel Wood. Again, thanks, man. I'm already expecting Kyle O'Reilly to leave, but do you think Owens and Gargano leave? Seems weird that they're investing so much in an Owens heel turn.
I don't know. FF Beer Money, by the way. Savage vs. Hogan, WrestleMania 5. Savage was more tan. I got to check this out.
Ooh.
Thank you for that. Deep dive right here.
This is from Maj Raju. Hey, Rich and Andrew, question. How do you guys feel about Tony D'Angelo?
Okay. I got to see what they do. It could get really borderline cheesy, you know? You know what I don't like? The name. I don't like Joe Gacy. I don't like his name.
You think he should be called Joel Pearl?
I just think of Wayne Gacy.
Well, that's John Wayne Gacy.
That's what I think.
That's the impetus.
I don't want that, though. I want to call him Gracie. I don't know why. In my mind, I want to call him Joel Gracie.
We got a Twitter question from Supersonic X. When do we see Asuka on TV again? When will we see her return? Will we see her at Survivor Series?
I don't know. Was she hurt?
Or the Royal Rumble?
Was she hurt?
I think so.
I don't know. I thought she was a little banged up. I have no idea. I haven't followed up on that.
All right. Let's see what else we got here. We got another Instagram question.
Okay.
Any idea on what anyone is doing after Survivor Series? I think that's more of a local question. Are we going to Survivor Series?
I don't know.
All right.
I mean, I'd rather do a show.
Mm-hmm. We're just gonna do the watch along.
It depends.
Yeah.
If what I was told actually were to possibly happen or not happen, which I'm not gonna go into.
Okay.
Because I have no inkling if it is.
Chocolate Thunder.
Okay.
You don't think that Brian and Punk created a working shift?
What does that mean?
I think meaning like within the company.
Yeah, I got flies flying around here.
Grab that question.
I think they created a shift for AEW. I mean, they brought them a lot more people. Forget about these numbers. You know, everybody's looking like some people were saying like, oh, you know, they're down 400,000 viewers from that time. That was a peak moment. That was a blockbuster moment with, you know, what was going on. It's And also, by the way, you look at numbers. I'm going to give a little insight here. Mm-hmm. Forget about what you get this week or last week. It's a six-week trend that you should be concerned about.
Okay.
When television is looking at this, they want the six-week trend is very telling of what's happening with normal consistency. You know, AEW switched nights a bunch of times. SmackDown, like people are like, oh, SmackDown's numbers were a little low. Yeah, because they were on FS1 tonight the week before. Mm-hmm. That impacts your numbers. It changes because it's out of sight, out of mind very quickly with television. AEW going to TBS, there's going to be another dip. Maybe they'll get a big pop the first night, but there's going to be another dip. It's they're going to have to rebuild a new audience on a new channel.
Yeah.
I don't think people realize how many people just watch what's on TV. You know, they just stay and they watch that because it's on. So, you know, look at a 6-week number. Go ahead.
Going back to the tan thing, we got a little insight here from a very familiar sounding name from Brian Heffron in the chat room. Hello, Brian. A lot of guys would tan using baby oil and iodine to get a darker tan.
Is that Blue Meanie? Our boy is Blue Meanie. Meanie, are you going to be in New York? Are you going to the big event? Because if you are, I'll stop by.
That just sounds gross, dude.
The big event?
No, baby oil and iodine?
Iodine. Oh, dude, that's a great trick. And listen, is the condition in the hair, right? That's another one.
Oof. All right. We got...
Blue Meanie, the nicest man in the world. Can I just tell you? Everybody that I know that knows him says the same exact thing. He's the nicest man in the world.
Yes. I met him in passing when we did that interview.
Yeah.
Very nice.
Fantastic,
guy.
Dude.
Thanks, Brian. That's that insight I'll be thinking about all day, by the way.
So how long does it take to come off? Because I want to do that. You want to dye me with baby oil and iodine? We could do it.
He's not coming to New York.
Okay.
Do you want to try that? You want to see what happens?
Yeah, let's just see
baby
what happens.
Baby oil and iodine? What if you just started burning?
Huh?
What if you just started burning like a vampire in the sunlight? You
know? That's how I'm taken away.
You're just like, Rich, make it stop. And you just disintegrate like a bag of bones or something.
Oh my God.
I don't know what the hell I would do. Let's see what we got here, guys. This is from Instagram. Who shows up first to AEW, Okada or Ibushi? A lot of Okada talk today.
A lot of Okada talk. I don't know. I have no idea. I have no clue.
So dismissive.
I don't know anymore. You know what that question now is going to become the new, when is Raw getting a new set? When is WWE going to start using a new set?
Why is it 3 hours?
Can I tell you, I hate that question. I want to kill myself every time I hear that. I'm over it.
So, they hinted at Ibushi, right?
A while ago.
Like, last night.
Oh, did they?
I think so.
I wasn't listening with the volume.
Yeah, I remember what happened to you last night.
Yeah. Andrew made a mistake last night. He mistaken something for something else.
Jeff, you want to take one more?
I could take a couple more.
Let's take a couple more. Okay. Jeff Samuel. Hey, Andrew and Rich, question. How do you guys feel about Jamie Hayter? Do she has potential as women's champion? Do she has potential as women's champion?
Do she has?
Yeah, I think she do.
I think she do too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Can I tell you my favorite Meanie moment? Can I tell? I and this is God's honest truth.
Go ahead.
I loved Meanie doing the Goldust spoof.
Oh yeah.
Blue Dust was one of my favorite things in the world. The ECW one was cool, but even on Raw.
Yeah.
I was so into the Blue Meanie stuff. I've always been into the Blue Meanie stuff, and I don't know why. Like, it was great. It was fantastic. But, like, I was a little too into it.
I get.
I would blue myself regularly.
Was this the lead up to that joke?
Yeah. That was
a good setup. Good setup. Yeah. My wife loved the Blue Meanie because she's a huge Beatles fan. Like, the biggest Beatles fans on
Not you, though. You hate the Beatles.
I love the Beatles. I'm just not the biggest
Happiness
Beatles fan.
Happiness is a Warm Gun. Best song. Favorite song.
Yeah. It's too many to name.
I got to get a new Blue Meanie shirt. By the way, go to ProWrestlingTees.com if you want a BWO shirt. I love seeing the BWO shirts because we're friends with Stevie also.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
My buddy Michael Manna. So go check it out, ProWrestlingTees.com. Check out Meanie's store.
This is from Pratik. Hey, Andrew and Rich, do you want to see The Undertaker become WWE champion on Raw?
No. No. I don't want to see him with another. I don't want to ever see him.
You don't want to see him in a ladder match?
I never want to. You know what? I want to see him in a ladder match. What's a match that... give me a match that... that you want to see The Undertaker in. That's so bonkers.
I want to see him debut in AEW as the Grave Grumper.
The Grave Grumper?
The Grave Grumper. And then he just, it's like all ladder matches. That's his thing. Yeah. Just like straight up ladder matches.
I want to see Ibushi and Undertaker in New Japan. That's what I want to see.
Oh, dude.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing.
Yeah.
Let's see what else we got here. AEW have no interest in the man now known as Hollywood Hulk Wyndham, do they?
Excuse me?
AEW have, this is from Joe. AEW have no interest in the man known as Hollywood Hulk Wyndham, do they? Because apparently he signed onto some like production this past
week. Oh, yeah, he's doing a movie.
Yeah.
I'm not going to speculate on Wyndham. There's stuff that I was told as to why he's not wrestling. There's a lot of speculation as to what he's doing, when he's doing, how he's doing. Listen, at the end of the day, I reported what I was told from WWE.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So from a source there, not in an official matter,
right,
but
right.
What was said to me, I posted. A lot of other people have kind of gone into this. Some people told me that it's absolutely not true what I had said, but I could only say coming from the source that's been pretty accurate with a lot of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, there's a lot of speculation, but it's not a, I'll tell you this, the whole Wyndham, the Bray Wyatt release thing, it's not a cut and dry, this is the reason, and financial reasons is utter, total bullshit.
Nonsense.
Maybe, listen, you want to say, obviously there's a financial element, you're cutting him, you're gonna save money, but
yeah.
All right, we got two more questions, and then
sure.
We gotta go.
Joel Wood, another $4.99, thanks again, bud. Who is the brightest young star right now in WWE, and why is it Bron Breakker?
If you're talking about on the NXT side, definitely Bron Breakker. He's the one with a ton of upside. They're going to give him the John Cena treatment.
24 years old. Mm-hmm. He looks mean as F.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I just think he needs to be a Steiner.
Yeah.
I mean, that's... It's he looks like a Steiner. He talks like a Steiner.
Mm-hmm.
He acts like a Steiner. Why the hell are you calling him a Breakker?
Right.
I can't wait to see Rick Breakker on TV when he shows up to help his son, Braun. I can you imagine if that's what they do? Oh, that's his father, Rick Breakker. He wrestled.
Oh my God, he wrestled. Do you think who wrestles? Do you think Bron Breakker calls Scott Big Papa Unk?
Big Papa Unk, Scott Steiner. I love that. Love that. You know what? You are the king of those like weird names. You're the king of that.
I appreciate
you're great.
That.
You're great with that.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Elijah Washington asks, Rich and Andrew, what I find interesting is that Adam used Lashley to take out Dom, but also Adam's feud is with Brock Lesnar. Do we see a potential showdown with these two? I find it interesting. Adam Pearce.
I would love to see an Adam Pearce match, dude.
Oh, same here.
And we're not going to get it. I don't think they want him to wrestle like a wrestler, you know?
Yeah.
By the way, FF Beer Money, he wins at the end of the day. Undertaker versus Nick Gage, GCW.
Oh, hell yeah. You know what? I think The Undertaker is the one dude that GCW crowd won't turn on.
No, no way. You can't turn on him.
Yeah, you can't turn on The Undertaker.
But I want him in full Undertaker gear.
Like, entrance.
Eating light bulbs. Eating the fucking light bulbs.
Ah! Oh, my God. Like, well, that, I think that very, very low, not a taxing match.
Yeah.
Undertaker just gets hit with every single thing and then just sits up.
Fantastic.
Light tube sits up.
Dude, we did an hour and a half show today.
Yes.
Awesome. This is a lot of fun. All right. Anything else before we break up forever, Rich and I?
MG Geek,
ending this marriage.
MG Geek added to the Bron Breakker conversation, why is Solo Sikoa not an Uso? It's the same thing.
It is the same thing. Why isn't, maybe, I don't know.
He's going to be an Uso. Future Uso right there. Bloodline, dude. They need that extra Uso.
Maybe when he comes to the main roster, because, you know, NXT doesn't matter. Anything you do on NXT means nothing.
That is true.
So it is possible that Bron Breakker goes to the main roster and they decide to call him a Steiner. You know, it is it is all possible.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
You know? Anything else before I wrap this up? No?
It looks like that.
Where's Brock Lesnar going to return?
Yeah.
He's going to go everywhere. Whoever they decide that they're going to have the match with. I think that's it. All right, guys. So listen, this weekend, Saturday, 7 p.m. East, on the Matman channel, on the F4W YouTube and the F4W Twitch channel, we'll be live with our watch-along.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to hang out. It'll be a lot of fun. We'll watch a pay-per-view on a Saturday night. We'll take some phone calls. Phone lines will be open for Saturday. We'll be doing that. Maybe we could get somebody to call in from the building.
Like this building?
From this building, yeah.
Sure.
I'm going to have Jess call us.
That'd be cool.
We're doing the show. We could do something on. We're going to do something cool on Saturday. We'll watch a pay-per-view. We'll hang out, have a couple drinks. So I encourage all you guys to watch with us. We keep it fun.
Uh-huh.
It's always a lot of fun, these watch-alongs. Also, Sunday, I'll be back with Wrestling Observer Live from 6 to 8 p.m. I have no co-host or guest for this week. So I'm going to figure it out. I think we'll open up the phone lines a little bit. We'll take phone calls in the second half of the show when we come back. Hour one will go from 6 to 7 East and then 7 to 8. A lot to talk about, obviously. I want to get everybody's opinion on Full Gear. We'll be talking about that and everything else happening in professional wrestling. Obviously, we'll be covering on Wrestling Observer Live. So check it out.
Awesome.
Guys, Rich.
Yes, sir.
You do a great podcast also.
I've now I have Thanks to you. I have three podcasts now.
Amazing.
Matt Men the Podcast.
Yeah.
BTC Rich X on YouTube and Behind the Counter 2.0 on iTunes. Go subscribe. I talk about comics. And Film Class Zeros also on iTunes. Go check that out. I do that with my buddy Alex. We talk about movies. So
and Alex does a great he does great car coverage.
He does. Go follow my buddy Alex Caligianis online. He's on Twitter. He does amazing car coverage, and I think he's listening now, so he's probably getting horny for that announcement also.
Yeah, go check him out.
Everybody's horny today.
And you could listen, follow me at Andrew Zarian. I'm on Instagram also. People wanted to know, do you have an Instagram? I have an Instagram at Andrew Zarian on Instagram. It's just my normal life shit.
Everyday Andrew.
Just me, you know, my cars, my kids, my shoes.
The real Andrew Zarian.
I'm a family man.
Yeah.
You know?
Love the Family Guy. You're a family man.
Yeah, with a bizarre job, you know. Talk about wrestling. It's fascinating. You can find me also, Matt Men Podcast. Guys, do us a favor. We're almost at 6,000 subscribers on YouTube. We had to restart our YouTube a couple years ago, so it's been a little bit of a struggle for us. But youtube.com/Matt Men Podcast. Hit the subscribe button. You know, it's always a big help when you subscribe. Also, we're everywhere podcasts are available, so subscribe to us there. And that's it, guys. We'll see you all next time.
Later.
Adios.